The last time most South Sudanese civil servants were paid was in April, although some government workers received salaries in May. Civil servants say they are finding it more and more difficult to feed their families. 53-year-old civil servant Fozia Lukadi, who resides in Juba's Gudele neighborhood, wakes up about 6 a.m. each day and goes to Juba's custom market where she buys food that she displays on a table and resells in front of her house to earn money for her children.
We are suffering, but we are just trying our level best. We just try to help your kids, just struggling. The survival is hard. We are trying. We are now all in the market. We just sell small things to keep home, to survive. We are surviving on this, selling small things out. Then we'll help the family.
Juma Abdallah works as boda boda or motorcycle taxi driver to supplement his meager earning as a government employee. Abdallah says many public servants like him have started working a second job to put food on the table.
Our salaries are off and on, and life keeps on becoming hard each and every day. So I have decided to buy a motorcycle so that I can work as a boda boda man just to provide for my family. People's livelihood in Juba is really getting tough, especially to the civil servants. There are many challenges that people face in regards to this economic hardship.
Lukadi and Abdallah are calling on the Finance Ministry to pay their salaries in arrears. Finance Minister Salvatore Garang Mabior appeared before the Assembly Business Committee of South Sudan National Assembly recently to explain why the government has not paid civil servant salaries for nearly 5 months. Mabior says the COVID-19 lockdown, which has affected the global economy, including crude oil prices. He says the price of oil on the international market has plummeted and South Sudan's production levels have dropped from 250,000 barrels since March to around 170,000 barrels per day.
Minister of Finance is only given one cargo, which is 600,000, and the cost now is below 30. And we cannot, we'll not meet the new salary structure. And even the old one is now being augmented by overdrafts, because the little one which is being brought by NRA is not enough to pay the salaries.
Mabior claims more than 19 institutions in the country have yet to remit revenues to the National Revenue Authority, money the government relies on to pay civil servant salaries. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.